Banks around the world are feeling it this morning after a bank run in Silicon Valley. I'm David Brancaccio. Investors are selling bank stocks the world over in pre-market trading now. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, and Citigroup are pointing lower. Yesterday, an S&P bank index fell more than 6.5%. Some of this is out of a bank in California's Silicon Valley. It's a bank used by many startup companies. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Investors got spooked after a bout of bad news. First, cryptocurrency-focused Silvergate Capital said it would wind down its operations. And then an institution few have heard of, Silicon Valley Bank, said it's selling shares to raise cash. That spooked customers, the startups themselves, many pulling their funds from that institution. And shares in the bank's parent company, SVB Financial, tanked by more than 60%. Will other banks have to raise cash too and do so by selling low-yield bonds at a loss? Remember, those bond values are down because the Fed is still hiking rates. Questions like those caused a sell-off in shares of even the biggest banks here and abroad. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This is in Europe too. Stock and Commerzbank is down 4% in Germany now. Here, S&P futures are down just slightly. Dow futures are down 0.2%, but NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. But which way markets and inflation as we approach spring? We'll have a better sense of the answer in about an hour and a half when we get the national payroll count and the survey of unemployment. It's data from February after hiring appeared to surge in January. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
One reason February's job numbers are so highly anticipated is because January's numbers were so off the wall. The Labor Department reported more than 500,000 workers added to payrolls. At the same time, big companies were announcing mass layoffs.
So it's kind of hard to take it at face value, that gigantic 517,000 job gain.
Dan North at Allianz Trade points out before January,
job gains have been down 5 months in a row.
North says job openings are now falling while unemployment claims are rising. But there's also evidence of continued strength in the labor market. Jim McCoy at Manpower Group says while some tech firms are laying workers off,
hiring for tech employees in other sectors is up because every company is a technology company at this point.
If the job market stays hot, workers can keep demanding big raises, which is inflationary and which the Fed will keep fighting with higher interest rates. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A shocking family development leads a California journalist and a mother into a world of rail yards and hobos, men and women who hop freight trains, in some cases to live as nomads, are out there in force, fueled by an economy of dumpster diving and panhandling. The industry can't stand this. Woe betide the trespasser who gets caught by railroad police damaging a boxcar. And hear me clearly, jumping trains is super dangerous to limb and to life because of the physics and some of the people. This is just some of what I learned listening to City of the Rails, a podcast hosted by Danelle Morton, who is that journalist. Welcome.
Thank you.
Living as a hobo still a thing? That surprised you?
Well, definitely it did surprise me when my daughter left home to hop trains. our image of what a hobo is this kind of, you know, old gentleman with a kind of crushed top hat. But in fact, there's a youthful group of train hoppers who have rejected society because they think of it as morally bankrupt.
Now, Danelle, you met charming, reflective people who've ridden the rails sometimes over years. But some of these characters are sketchy, if not homicidal.
Well, you know, if you are a criminal and you want to disappear, one place you can disappear is to go down to the train yard and hop a train. I mean, there are a lot of dreamers and musicians and poets, but there are also some very scary people on the rails.
What do we compare it to, Danelle? I mean, I have a pal in the mid-60s. She left home to hang with the counterculture crowd in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury. I guess there are parallels.
You know, there's kind of a parallel, but, you know, hanging around Haight-Ashbury in the 60s, you were housed up, you know, and you had a community there that probably some people had jobs. They certainly had to make money in some way. There's a sort of anarchist feeling about the train hopping community. One of the people that we feature in the first episode says, you know, our country is full of waste and I don't want to have to work for it. And I want to be able to use it and I want to be free. Now, there's lots of risks that come with choosing a life detached from society, but that's a choice that they make. It's sort of a radical act.
Mm. All right, then. How about the bestseller Into the Wild, the young man from Virginia who just doesn't want to live a conventional life in the rat race and he wanders off?
Well, that's an interesting comparison. The modern hobos are attached to a community, and that's one of the things that helps to keep them safe. So he was going off on a solo quest.
You mentioned your daughter went off to ride the rails. I mean, she walked out the moment of her high school graduation and vanished. But you suspected right away, soon after graduation, that she might be turning to the hobo life. Well, what was the clue?
She had started a band, and I had this sort of open door policy that anybody could drop by the house for dinner. And in her senior year, the guests started to change, and some of them had hopped trains. And, you know, when they would spin these amazing tales of all the stars in the sky that you could see from the boxcar, I was kind of swept up in the poetry of it, but I would never even considered the idea that, you know, I would end up on a train or that anybody I knew would. But my daughter had a plan. And she sang a song at graduation and we were waiting for her at the reception and she didn't show up. And I was in a frenzy to find her. And that's part of the show, is me learning more and more about the world of the trains as part of trying to figure out what she did and why she did it.
Danelle Morton is a journalist and host of the podcast City of the Rails, a wild journey in its own right. Danelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.